The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
First and 10, here comes Ruckus, picked off! Demps with the interception. And then hit by the running back, Gore. How about that? Third and one, fake to Blue. Good pocket, time to throw, and does, and it's intercepted. It's picked off on the play by Akeem Ayers. And look at him with blocking ahead. He gets by Brown. And he's brought down on the play by Abushi. Miller in, extra lineman in, first and goal. Miller crossed the block, and that is a walking touchdown. Stonzo with the block. He knocks out Clowney. Here comes Watt trying to buy time. Here they come. Clowney got him from behind, and it's intercepted on the play by Hale. Andre Hale takes it the other way. He moves inside one lineman. That was Muhort, and then he's finally brought down by Turbin. Gets off to Gore. Oh, he got a nice block by the center, and he takes it in. What a block by Harrison. What a catch and run by Gore. Luck. Look out for Clowney, who got him again. The ball is loose. It's a fumble, and it's recovered inside by McKinney. First sack today by the defense of the Texans. Luck goes down. Ball goes back to Houston. Second down and six. Moves up. Goes long. He's got Hilton. Touchdown! They beat Robert Nelson. Blue will dive it. Jones knocked it away. They're saying there may be a fumble on the play. With a gain of a yard by Blue. Blue has had one fumble loss this season. They say down by contact.
It was a fumble on the play, but there was no clear immediate recovery. Therefore, Indianapolis is charged a timeout and loses their challenge.
And three more up there. As he's hit field goals, Novak has from 34, 41, 24, 52, and 21 yards. And the lead is five with 2:47 to go. Luck to Turbin. He couldn't get it. Great pressure applied by Will Fork and the rookie T.J. Reader. They were right in the face of Luck. Slow to get up. Incomplete. On downs it goes to the Texans, and the Colts cannot stop the clock.
Well, just when you think they're out, they drag you back in. And a lot of stuff to get to, so let's jump right in. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Let's have a great show today. What's happening, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and things like that. What's going on with you, Freddie?
I'm just in a great mood for some reason. I mean, no idea why.
You had a whole weekend.
I did.
You're refreshed. You're renewed.
I'm ready to rock and roll today, man.
Good.
Ready to rock and roll.
Good.
So, what did you think of your boys yesterday?
Well, listen, what I think of them and what the reality is are two different things. But the reality is, this team is probably going to the playoffs. That was the biggest win of the season. It was a must-win game for them, and they won. So, and here's why I say they're probably going to the playoffs now. And it's not a given. You know,
These guys can still lose to the Jags next week. Let's not get too crazy.
Here's the difference, though, between, and they're still tied technically for first in the division. They have a tiebreaker. But as it stands now, the Texans have two games remaining on their schedule that they will be favored in.
At home.
Yes. And if they win those two games, I don't think it's going to matter. The last game of the season, I don't think it's going to matter.
No, it won't, because I don't think Tennessee is going to go in and beat Kansas City.
I don't either. I don't either. I think that's a very difficult task. And if they do, well, then, you know, I worry about the Texans' chances of beating them anyway.
Right.
If Tennessee's the kind of team that can beat, I don't think a lot of people had Tennessee beating Denver this weekend. They did. So Tennessee's legit. They're pretty decent. I'm not saying they're great. They're pretty decent.
They're basically the same team as the Texans. Yeah. They can jump up and bite you.
They can get a team. They can win a game that they probably shouldn't win, and they've done it several times this year. But if the Texans take care of their business, I think that the Week 17 won't matter.
I agree, because basically, well, and here's how it lines up for me. You should beat the Jags.
Unfortunately, the Titans also have a game with the Jags left.
Right.
But it's almost a free square.
But if the Titans go in and lose to Kansas City, which I expect them to do, bottom line is you just have to win one of those last two.
Yep.
That's it. You either beat the Bengals or you beat the Titans in Tennessee. Obviously, it's going to be easier to beat the Bengals at home than it is to,
yes,
to go on the road and beat Tennessee. But it's all laid out there for them. And if they can't win it from here, then serious shame bells all the way around.
And the Colts are, I mean, they're not eliminated, but they're all but eliminated.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to take some serious help from other teams. I mean,
they're circling the drain.
Yeah, they'll have to win at Oakland, which I don't think, but I mean, that was a crippling loss for them. I think this was such a big win for the Texans. I still think the reality is I still watching this team, I can't imagine this team going and beating a wild card team or winning multiple playoff games, which obviously I think that was the goal coming into the season, was to win at least get a couple playoff wins. I can't imagine that happening, because I still think they have the worst quarterbacking situation in the entire NFL. It's horrendous and continues to be horrendous. And I think they're poorly coached.
That's something we got to get to today, because they won that game in spite of some really bad coaching decisions.
Well, you know why and here's why it worked. Because the Colts are also poorly coached.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we always talk about is in big moments, some guys rise to the occasion, some guys choke. Coaches do the same thing. What the hell was that call on 4th and 1?
I mean, the last play of the game?
That was,
it's embarrassing.
That was just a pure choke.
Embarrassing.
And they let O'Brien off the hook. If you can't get 2 inches on 4th down to end the game, I know your defense has played well, but the last thing I want to do is give Andrew Luck the ball with a chance to win the game and 2 minutes left. You've got 2 inches. You can't get that the way Lamar Miller's been running all over him. You've got a 7'11" quarterback. He can't just lean over the line and get the first down. It worked out for him, but that could have easily backfired. You get the first down there, then the game's over.
Here's why I don't mind that call, why I didn't mind them punting it away on 4th down and inches. Because
they kicked the field goal. They didn't punt.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about...
No, I'm talking about in the fourth quarter when they gave the ball back to Indy. They went up 22-17. It was 19-17 at the time.
Yeah,
they had 4th and basically 2 inches.
Here's why I didn't mind that. Because I would rather trust my defense to keep Andrew Luck from going 80 yards or 75 yards than I would trust my offense to get me 6 inches. That's the situation the Texans are in now.
It wasn't even 6 inches, though. It was less than that. I at that point, the way you're running the ball, and actually the left side of your line played pretty well for most of the game. I run right behind them, or I quarterback sneak it. And
no way I want the ball in that guy's hands at the end. No way.
Well, he's 6'8". All he's got to do is lean over the damn line.
I mean,
well, they don't do him any favors with play calling, though. And I don't know what they were doing on that. And I'm the one who always bitches when they don't do play action and throw on running downs. But that 3rd and 1 where he threw the pick and they had one guy in the route, it's like, what the hell kind of play was that? You're giving him one option to throw to, and the guy's double covered.
Let's talk about some of the positives, though.
Yeah, there are a lot of positives.
There are a lot of positives.
They showed some heart, man.
Jadeveon Clowney is a monster.
Yeah.
He's turning into, and I know it's been easy the last few years to say the Texans could have had Khalil Mack, and they could have.
And Derek Carr.
This is what they envisioned Jadeveon Clowney becoming, and it's finally happening. All it took was him getting healthy. And really, I think he wasn't a great football player when they drafted him.
He was a terrific athlete who was still learning.
I think that he's become a great football player, and he's obviously he's a better athlete than J.J. Watt. He's a freak show athlete.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, his ceiling,
better athlete than most guys in the league.
Yeah, his ceiling is higher than J.J. Watt's. Does he have J.J.'s work ethic? Probably not. But Jadeveon Clowney is a monster, and he is a legitimate force on that defensive front. And they, I think. It's starting to even out that if they took Mac, if they took him, I don't know. I mean, you're talking six of one, a half dozen of another. So that's a positive.
Well, and I think his upside is still incredible. And he basically forced two turnovers in the game with the sack fumble, obviously, but also when he hit Luck and forced that interception.
Howell intercepted it, yeah. And he was all over Luck all day.
Yeah, they only had one sack, but that's why sacks can be so misleading. Because they were all over him. He got pressure on him constantly. They hit him a bunch. They made life difficult for him. And I thought defensively they played as well as they needed to play to win that football game, because they sure weren't getting much help from their offense.
Let's see the other positives. The running game was phenomenal.
Across the board.
Yes.
Everybody they threw out
there. Everybody who ran the ball.
Can we still not? I still want to see more of Hunt.
Oh, I do too.
Every time that guy's out there, he makes a play.
And then they put him on the bench for the next three quarters. I don't get it. But Alfred Blue ran well. Lamar Miller ran well. He didn't start out great, but by the end of it, as they wore down, his numbers were amazing. And then, like you mentioned, Akeem Hunt with the big plays. And C.J. Fedorowicz has turned into a pretty decent player.
I have to say, I can no longer call him a waste of human flesh.
No, and I'm right there with you. For the longest time, I said, this guy just sucks. He sucks. He is, if Clowney wasn't on this team, he'd be the most improved player on the team. I mean, he's a totally different player than he's been in the first couple of years he's been here. Because there was, for the longest time, it looked like he was just a wasted draft pick. And he could do nothing. He was a blocking tight end who wasn't that good at blocking, couldn't catch the ball.
Couldn't get open.
Useless.
Yeah.
And he made a couple
huge. Got penalties every game, it seemed like.
A couple huge catches yesterday in key times.
And not easy to catch balls either.
Yeah. That third and one catch where they may have ended up kicking a field goal on that anyway, which sucks. But either way, he extended a drive, and it was an amazing catch. That guy's turned into a pretty decent player. The offensive line, I think, played pretty well, especially in the run game. You know, Osweiler is what he is. We know that. He got away with a couple things yesterday. Threw another interception that was just dropped.
That one would have been really bad.
Because that would have been in the end zone.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the worst kind.
Cost him. Although, again, what was that play call in that situation? When you're running the ball that way, they get so cute in the red zone.
Yeah. And it's like they don't know what to do in the red zone. They don't know what to do, especially like in that 5 to 10 yard range. I mean, once you're in that last 10 yards, they're lost. Because they don't have an identity of being a power running team. And you obviously don't want to trust Osweiler throwing the ball in an even tighter situation than normal. I see why they're like that, but the play calling does not help. You're right. It is a mess. And I also want to credit the secondary who played a pretty good game yesterday. They made some big plays. They kept Andrew Luck from eating their heads when he very – I said this. If they didn't get a touchdown on that last drive, I was pretty sure they were going to lose the game, because I've seen it so many times.
Yep.
Andrew Luck, with just a couple minutes left in the game, especially in that building, just marching down and scoring a touchdown.
And they've given – the Texans defense in the fourth quarter has done that a lot over the last few weeks.
The Texans defense is like the Rockets defense in fourth quarters. They sometimes just vanish.
Not for the last six games for the Rockets.
No, Rockets are – everyone's improved around here, Fred. Everyone's improved.
We'll follow that up. There's a lot more to get to on this. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN. But, hey, if you're driving around in a car right now, you probably have a car payment.
Yes.
And what if you could get that payment reduced?
That'd make me happy.
What if $700 a month could become $600?
That'd be great. That's $100.
That's $100 that goes in your pocket. And you know where it's going now? The car dealers. They make most of their profit off your loan. They mark up your rate. They'll mark it up sometimes 2 to 3 points over what you really qualify for. That's why they come back and tell you, hey, we're gonna lower the price and give you a great deal. Well, that's just because
we're going to get you that payment, buddy. We're going to get you there.
Yeah, but that's because they're screwing you out of $2,000 or $3,000. And that's why SlashMyPayments.com is here to help. And the guys at Ignition Financial can do it for you, and they can change your life for the better and put that money in your pocket.
Yeah, you deserve that money. Nobody else. You earned that credit history. Nobody else. You should get it. Simple and easy. It takes just a couple minutes. Go to slashmypayments.com. Slashmypayments.com. Enter our promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you are on your way to saving money. Doesn't cost you a dime. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Texter says, glad to hear y'all eating y'all's words on Clowney. You got the wrong show, brother. What words do we have to eat on Clowney? We both said draft him. Also both said, you know, this is a make or break year for him because of the injuries. But I don't know what other words there are to eat.
Yeah,
I think you got the wrong show.
So, I like Clowney. I didn't have a problem when they picked him number one.
No,
and everybody said Khalil Mack. I was like, I would have taken Clowney number one too.
Or
I would have traded down and took Derek Carr.
Well, I would have tried to trade down, and I'm sure they did.
But they did. Yeah, no one was looking to trade down that year.
Or trade up. Yeah.
Or no. Yeah.
Yeah, because there wasn't the quarterback that you had to have, which. It's too bad because the Texans sure could have used one, but yeah, I look at this team and I see them really close to being able to do some things on offense. But what do you always talk about? The two most important things, quarterback and coach, and I think they're both holding them back. But having said that, how do you settle for 5 field goals? That game shouldn't have been.
Well,
that
I mean,
close.
That's the thing. It
shouldn't have been that close.
This is a game that if they play it again. You know, 10 times, I don't know. I think they probably win 5. They're not definitively better than the Colts. I mean, they're better at 21 positions.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe 20 positions. T.Y. Hilton's pretty damn good. But
yeah, he's better. I would take him over DeAndre Hopkins, frankly.
At least this year, for sure. I mean, yeah. you see, one guy gives a lot more effort, for sure. But the Colts lost a bunch of starters. I think they put 3 guys on IR today.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a bad game for the Colts. Texans took advantage of it. They did just enough to win. And when you play a defense that's one of the worst in the league, which the Colts are, and you have to kick 5 field goals, it's not a good sign.
No.
But again, and this is what we knew from the beginning of this season. If this team was going to go anywhere, it was going to be carried by the defense, and the defense carried them yesterday. That's all you can ask.
That in the running game. They ran the ball 41 times, and that's basically...
And that's really what good teams... You can be a... You don't have to have a great quarterback if you're a great defensive team and you run the ball efficiently.
Yeah, and that's what they did yesterday.
So you can win like that.
And that's how the Broncos won last year.
Yeah.
And they didn't even run the ball that well. They just had a great defense.
But you cannot consistently win... When your quarterback insists on giving it to the other team multiple times per game, that's what they've. It's got to go away. Got to go away. And let me ask you this question: the blue fumble that they said was down by contact. So if the referees say blue was down by contact, the Colts challenged that, and then it turns out he wasn't down by contact. How should they lose that timeout?
No, they shouldn't have lost that timeout because I don't think so because. The challenge was whether or not it was a fumble, and it was a fumble that just the Texans had recovered because Ryan Griffin came out of there with it.
Right.
So I don't know why you challenged that anyway.
I didn't either.
Other than maybe you move it back a yard.
Right. I thought maybe what had happened was a Colt had recovered it, and because otherwise I didn't understand why the Colts were challenging. But I thought maybe a Colt had recovered it and Ryan Griffin had taken it from him, which we saw that. But who did that last week where somebody just got punked out for the football? But so I thought maybe that was the case. But then when you watch it, it was clearly a fumble. I mean, that's not a question. And if that's what the Colts challenged, why did they lose that timeout? I don't understand that. I don't think it made a big difference long term, but I think that the Texans were lucky there. Maybe not, I mean, because Ryan Griffin recovered, maybe not lucky that it should have been a turnover, but that's lucky that the culture charged a timeout there and a challenge when I don't think that they should have been.
But
that just goes to show the referees can get stuff wrong. And
yeah, they've been getting stuff wrong.
They still get it right.
I love the show, but you guys always deflect when it comes to admitting being wrong. I vividly remember you guys calling Clowney a bust. Nope. Sorry.
You vividly remember incorrectly.
And I'm
John. Do you recall us saying that? That Jadeveon Clowney's a bust?
No.
I think, in fact, both of us said this season is the make-or-break season for Clowney. If he can't stay healthy and he isn't a great player this season, then you could start talking about him being a bust. But he's been dominating this season.
I think before the season, I think the closest thing was he's not a bust yet, but this is the year, and you can see it from here if it doesn't. So, sorry, guys. You're just making stuff up again. And I'm the first one to admit when I'm wrong about something, including C.J. Fedorowicz.
I've
been calling an absolute piece of garbage. Well, he has been a piece of garbage, but the guy's gotten better.
Yeah.
He's playing very good football right now.
I was wrong about the game. I didn't think.
I didn't think they were going to win that game.
I didn't see a chance in hell the Texans were winning that game. They'd lost three straight. They were
showing nothing.
They just looked dead. They looked like they quit. And the Colts have been playing better. And boom. I mean, out of nowhere. I think maybe, you know, we talked to Quentin Dimps about how they take it personally, you know, and you could see the defense, they took something personally. They're tired of getting kicked around.
Now, there were a couple of issues in the secondary, and Texas Tiger brings up secondary minus Nelson.
Oh, yeah, Nelson sucks.
That guy, well, theoretically, he's not supposed to be out there.
Yeah, but James was bad, but him leaving, they didn't have a constituency plan. I mean, there's nothing there. What are they doing? We talked to Quentin about that. You know, they're already thin back there, and then they're cutting Charles James, which it's hard to argue to keep Charles James. I know he's a nice guy and everything, but it was hard to argue to keep him based on his play. But they literally had no one to throw out there, and if that's what they're throwing out, I'd rather have Charles James than that.
I'm sure they'll find that. Basically, you're down to like a sixth guy.
It's bad.
And assuming Joseph's back, you won't be seeing that guy out there.
Right.
And to be fair, yeah, he got burned by T.Y. Hilton. But what the hell was he doing in one-on-one coverage?
Yeah.
That entire drive, they double-cover Hilton until that play. And it was working because the other guys were dropping the ball. Dorsett couldn't hold on to a ball when it got anywhere near him. And I don't know where the hell Moncrief was yesterday. He was invisible. So, yeah, if you keep double teaming that guy, make him beat two guys. The long interference penalty, I think, was just kind of an unfortunate situation because the receiver just stopped and then he ran into him. I mean, that's one of those things about pass interference that I really dislike is you get a 41-yard penalty. That's too punitive for that. You just chunk it up there and two guys collide and it turns into a 41-yard penalty.
It's not ideal.
That's why I like the college rule better where it's 15 yards in that situation.
That's what it used to be.
Yeah, well. But other than that, what's the name on three, John?
Cedric.
No, Cedric's four.
Oh.
What's the name on three?
Well, I'll have to input that in.
Okay. Why does that always happen where like, I'll see what the guy wants to talk about?
It happens all the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish we could talk to – just put line three on.
Yeah, just put line three on.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, sports.
Hey, what's going on?
What's your name?
This is D.
Oh, what's up, D?
I ain't a whole lot. Hey, I just want to talk about Andrew Luck real quick, and not that you guys are, you know, really guilty of it on this show, but I hear a lot of sports talk shows give Andrew Luck a lot of love. And I tell you, man, you know, and I'm a Redskins fan. I'm not a Texans fan. I think the only thing that makes Andrew Luck really look great is the fact that at one time there was a debate who should have went number two between him and RG3. And I got to tell you, man, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, I guess Big Ben also, but those guys are in that upper echelon. But to me, Andrew Luck, man, he's a turnover machine. He holds on to the ball too long. So, you know, everybody's talking about, well, his line is this, his line is that. He holds on to the ball too long, and I think he's in that second-tier quarterback with Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan. Not that those guys are bad quarterbacks, but he's just not in that upper echelon of quarterbacks like Rodgers and Brady and Breeze.
Here's what I'll say about that. And I've always been an Andrew Luck guy. I like Andrew Luck's game. You know, if I could build a quarterback, I'd probably build a guy like Andrew Luck that is not afraid to get hit, can take a hit, is a big body who he can run. He's got an arm for days. I will say the only thing I'll say to defend what you're saying, D, is Andrew Luck play. If you took Andrew Luck off those Colts, they're the Browns. They are the least talented team at 21 positions, and Andrew Luck keeps them from being just a miserable franchise. I think if you took Aaron Rodgers off the Patriots or off the Packers, you took Tom Brady off the Patriots, they're still pretty good teams. Are they as good? Obviously not.
Well, we saw what the Patriots were without Brady for four games this year.
Yeah, but if you take Andrew Luck, Andrew Luck is surrounded by trash for the most part. And I'm not going to defend anymore. I'm not going to say Andrew Luck should be considered an elite-level Brady Rodgers area quarterback, but I'll take Andrew Luck on one leg before I take Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan. I mean, those guys are good. So I think maybe the issue is that he's not in that top tier, but he's not in a tier where Matt Stafford and Matt Ryan exist, I don't believe.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, because I have a different thought on that. Right now, though, I got to tell you about my bookie. And if you put some action on some of the games this weekend, want some money, guess what? You don't have to wait to collect your cash like you do with a lot of these other websites. There's nothing more frustrating than that. That's why thousands of online players have made the switch to MyBookie, including me. MyBookie is the only site I use now. It's an industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time, and most importantly, those fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And not only do they have great sports betting, if you're into horse racing like I am, they have a terrific race book as well. My bookie right now has got a great offer just for the Blitzers. They're going to match 50% of your initial deposit up to $3,000. All you have to do, use promo code FRED to activate your offer. Visit my bookie today or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And let me just point out, those of you guys who make up stuff we say, you can always go back on podcastarena.com and find every word we've ever said on the show. So just to let you know, there is evidence. And I'll tell you something else I was wrong about. Mike D'Antoni. That hire is working out for them so far.
You can have that.
I'm enjoying watching them. They're a lot more fun.
They're more fun to watch. I think the end result is going to be the exact same, though.
Oh, probably so.
So,
yeah. But to the Andrew Luck thing, I think I kind of think the Matt Ryan / Matt Stafford comparison is a pretty good comparison.
Okay.
I think they're all quarterbacks who are, when they're very good, they can play at an elite level, but they don't do it consistently enough. They also have they have more bad games than the guys who do play an elite level. And that's... And I know Luck had the three turnovers yesterday, but people point out Moncrief got hurt. That's why he wasn't out there. Okay, I didn't see that. If you look at all three of them, the first one, the Quentin Dimps interception, part-time blitzer Quentin Dimps, Dwayne Allen fell down.
Yeah.
And that was a timing route. He threw the ball where Allen was supposed to be, and the guy just fell down. So... is that on the quarterback or is that on the tight end falling down? It's hard to say whether or not he saw him fall down or what.
I mean, that's a difficult thing to ask.
You just don't know.
You're throwing a ball to a spot on that play.
Right. Now, it looked like he let the ball go after he went down. If so, it's on him. But I couldn't really tell. And that's one maybe that's on him, maybe it's not. The other two plays were just fantastic individual efforts by Clowney. And Ben Roethlisberger's fumbling that ball if you hit him like that.
Everybody is.
There's not a quarterback in the league that's going to take that hit. And the interception that Clowney forced, Aaron Rodgers is going to do that too. I think on the whole, What I haven't seen out of Andrew Luck, and the reason I don't think he's in that top echelon, that I think he's sort of in that second tier, is he, and part of it was he was hurt last year. But he seems to be regressing and not getting better. He's not having those moments that he did two years ago, I guess they were in the conference finals. And he basically led him there. That guy I haven't seen in a while on a consistent basis. I've seen him be great at times like he was last week.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot more games like this where he still turns the ball over too much. And that's – and
he also had a year where it's almost – to me, it's almost a throwaway year. He was hurt almost the whole season, playing hurt and then not playing. But I'm with you. He's not – we thought he was on the brink of becoming, you know, the best quarterback in the league, and he hasn't. And in my head, I like to think the best quarterback in the league would still be winning with the trash that he's playing with. But then it's – I don't really know if that's true or not, because we've never seen the best quarterback in the league on a team this bad. So because normally if a team is this bad, I mean, they're the Browns. They're the 49ers. But
it's hard to say because you don't know – I mean, I don't know what – if you put Tom Brady on this team, do they have a better record? Yeah, I think they do.
I'm sure they do.
If you put Roethlisberger on this team, do they have a better record? Probably so.
What I'm saying is I think if you put Andrew Luck on the Cleveland Browns, they're probably 6-7 or 7-6.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying is you're talking about taking – he's the kind of guy who could take the worst team in the league, and if you put him on there, he can have them contending for a playoff spot, which is exactly what Andrew Luck's doing now, because he's probably on the worst roster in the league outside of Andrew Luck. So it's hard to put him in that elite top level because he hasn't done elite top level things, especially in recent history.
Well, it really, since that game where they got blown out by the Patriots.
But I'll also argue that Matt Stafford and Matt Ryan don't have nearly the skins on the wall that Andrew Luck does. I mean, Matt Stafford especially. I mean, Matt Stafford's done nothing in this league. As far like, you know, Matt Ryan went to an NFC Championship, almost won an NFC Championship game. Andrew Luck's done that.
No, he didn't almost win it though.
No, he didn't almost win it. But yeah. Matt Stafford, has Matt Stafford ever won a playoff game? I don't think so.
He's gotten him to the playoffs.
So let's hold off on putting Andrew Luck and Matt Stafford in the same basket.
I don't know. I'm not sure right now.
You had
now.
To pick one. Who would you take? You take Matt Stafford over him?
I think there's an argument to be made for it. I don't know that I would because I still like the bigger guy. But Matt Stafford's having a better year this year. He doesn't have a ton of talent around him either. He lost Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
Make a pretty good argument. That team's got a chance to be the 2 seed in the NFC. And he's playing with a hurt finger too.
Yeah.
So I think... I like Andrew Luck, but I think the anointing him as the next one was a little premature because I haven't seen that over the last couple of years. Let's try Moose. What's up, Moose?
Hey guys.
Sports.
On that last interception that Luck threw, I mean, I think I counted he held onto the ball for like 9 seconds before Clowney got to him. I mean, you're just holding the ball for way too long. And his receivers aren't really that bad. I mean, Moncrief's a good receiver. T.Y. Hilton's a good receiver. Dwayne Allen had that big game. I mean, Gore's been running great this year. Matthew Stafford has zero run game. Zero. And that great pass they did to Gore, Gore like did all of it on that screen, all the way to the end zone. I mean, I think Andrew Luck is a good quarterback. I think Matthew Stafford's playing better this year. I'm not saying he's a better quarterback than him, like, long-term, but this year Matthew Stafford is playing better football than Andrew Luck this year.
That's fair. And while I agree on T.Y. Hilton, I also think that T.Y. Hilton, the reason why the Colts aren't going to pay T.Y. Hilton and didn't want to pay T.Y. Hilton like an elite receiver is because they know why T.Y. Hilton's a good receiver. I don't think T.Y. Hilton's a special player. I think he's pretty good. I don't think he's special, but – I think the other thing is, I mean, that offensive line is just so pathetic that, and I don't know about 9 seconds either. I'd have to rewatch
He will hold on to the ball too long sometimes,
does.
But he also, you know, he also makes a lot of plays downfield doing that. And somebody brings up a really good point. He hasn't been the same since Bruce Arians was his OC, and there may be something to that because obviously Big Ben had some monster years under Arians. Palmer has some good years under Arians. And maybe that's part of it, but the reality is if you're that great, your coach is going to be gone anyway. They all get hired somewhere. Let's try Damon real quick.
And Theo Riddick's averaging almost 4 yards a carry, by the way. He's all right. He's done them okay once they figured out that.
Yeah, it took him forever.
Yeah, they just had to figure out who could be their running back. Once Theo Riddick, and that's Theo Riddick's a big reason why they've kind of been such a success story because they finally found somebody who can run the ball.
They've also been pretty good throwing it without Calvin Johnson.
No doubt.
And
Golden Tate's finally turned into the player that people thought he was going to be, and Marvin Jones has come out and had some big games. Eric Ebron's finally starting to look like not a wasted pick.
Yeah, that's another guy that I loved coming out and was starting to wonder about him.
I'm rewatching the Andrew Luck interception. It was 7-8 seconds.
Okay.
Really? Okay. Yeah,
it's a long time.
Yeah, it did seem like a long time. It's hard to.
But they also showed the whole field of that, and I'll watch the actual game film probably tonight. But no one's getting open.
Right.
What's Andrew Luck supposed to do with it?
Yeah, they did, and everyone was covered.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And if he...
So he's got the option of either holding on to it or throwing to a covered receiver.
Or take off running, and you're still going to get blasted from behind, and the ball's probably going to go loose.
Right, and I got to tell you, I've seen a quarterback here locally throw to covered receivers enough that you know the result of that. So, I'll watch the film again, but I would guess that Andrew Luck, his best option probably would have been to tuck that ball and run.
Well, it says people are blasting Luck for holding the ball too long. I say that's props to the Colts O-line. How many were the Texans actually rushing on that play? I'd have to go back and look again.
I'll watch it again.
Yeah, I don't think they sent a whole bunch of guys there. But, oh well, we'll do more of that when we come back. But first.
Attorney Gary Trichter. That's right, guys. Listen, the holiday season is around. You're going to start seeing more and more of these forced breath tests, forced blood tests, these no refusal weekends. And you need to know your rights with these things. And you need to know that the science that they're using to test you, it's faulty science. The breath test machine makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and then destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. The blood test doesn't even test your blood. It tests the air above your blood. It's not like CSI on television, guys. This is indirect and circumstantial testing. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. He's one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Attorney Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5. Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
The more I've looked at it, I'll give you, if you want to say Andrew Luck and Matt Ryan are in the same category or the same tier, Matt Stafford's not in that group with those guys. This is the thing that people forget about Andrew Luck. This is his fifth year in the league. They won 33 games his first 3 years in the league. 11-5, 3 straight years. It took Matt Stafford 6 years to win 33 games. And again, you can go to, well, how much talent was around him. I'm telling you now, and RJ Bell has told us the same thing. If you take Andrew Luck off the Colts, they're the worst team in the league. The talent, even on those really, really awful Lions teams, I don't know that it's much different than Andrew Luck's. And the only season Andrew Luck has had a losing record was last year. He was 2-5, and like I said, I think he was playing hurt most of the season. Didn't play the rest of the season.
All right, I'm going to respond to that in just a second. But first, I got to tell you, come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. You can get $75 off, so get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. Okay, two thoughts. First off, Arians have been gone longer than I thought, so I don't know that that had anything to do with it. But what's the difference between the Colts when he's winning 11 games every year and the Colts now? Because it's pretty much the same group of guys.
It is, and that's what I'm saying. Andrew Luck, like you, and this is where I agree with you, he's not taking the step. He's not taking the next step. And again, I think that they have one of the worst head coaches, and I know everybody felt sorry for him because the guy got cancer. That sucks. They should not have extended that guy when they did. When they had to choose between him and Arians, they chose poorly. I'm not going to make any excuses for any of that. And you're right. The talent around him right now, really not much different than it was in 2012, 2013. And that dude went out and won 11 games as a rookie.
On a team that had won two the year before.
Yeah. So I what's happening right now, I don't know. So he's not only has he not progressed, he's regressed. But, man, when you look at some of the numbers he's put up, the guy's got 25 touchdowns this year, 10 interceptions. You know how many quarterbacks would take that? I can think of a lot. I could think of a lot of teams that wish they had a guy doing that. I think the biggest difference between Andrew Luck now and Andrew Luck before, Andrew Luck is taking way more sacks now. And I'd have to really go back and look at what that offensive line was like back then.
His first year when he was sacked 41 times, which is the most of his career. This year he's been sacked 37.
And he's only played 12 games because he missed a game.
38, I'm sorry. 38. Okay. So he's on par to be sacked more times than he was his rookie year. So I don't know whether, and again, you can write some of that off to injuries last year, but then again, you know, teams still went 8-8 with him only playing seven games, and they won more games without him.
Yep.
So I think you can put some of that on him being hurt and playing hurt, but I think at this point you also have to start questioning why he's gone backwards.
I don't have an answer for that. I don't have an answer for that. But I still say I'll put his resume up against Matt Stafford's every day and feel comfortable with it.
Okay.
Matt Stafford's got a losing record as a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's 51-55 as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Andrew Luck is 82-57. So Andrew Luck's lost two more games than Matt Stafford, and Matt Stafford's been in the league since 2008. Andrew Luck's been in since 2012. So if you want to put those guys in the same group, be my guest. But
well, if you would ask me who I'd rather have this season, I'm taking Matt Stafford.
Okay.
And it's not close.
All right.
But let's
Matt, well, also, I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. Matt Stafford's having a career season. I mean, this is the best Matt Stafford's ever been.
And that's why I would take him this year.
That's fair. But I'm saying you're going to put him based on 1 year, you're going to say that they're suddenly the same caliber player?
Well, I think they're in the ballpark, yeah.
Dak Prescott's Tom Brady.
Well, no,
that's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous.
If you look at Matt Stafford's entire career, he's had to play against much more difficult competition week in and week out than what Andrew Luck has had to face in this division for his entire career.
All right.
And so,
I mean, Vikings are good. The Vikings have been,
but the Packers have been great every single year. The Bears were good for a while there. The Vikings have been so-so, but you're still playing, you know, in these. The AFC South makes a difference because you have six easy games every year. You should win more games.
So that makes a difference between a guy having a losing record for his career.
No, it doesn't. But you know, the reality is, as you know, there's a lot more to it than that. And I'm kind of tired of people making excuses for Andrew Luck all the time. He's not playing good football. He hasn't played good football for 2 years. And at some point, somebody ought to admit that. Guy's not playing good football.
He's not.
So, And then to say
he's not for a guy who's thrown for over 3,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 10 picks. He's not playing bad football either.
Well, I think if you look at his games, he's had games where when he's been fantastic, but he's had more games where he's been bad. And the numbers are going to look good because you played the Jets and you throw four touchdown passes and you're 24 of 28 mm-hmm. and put up big numbers. But then, yesterday, you're barely at 50% completions. You have to put the ball up 45 times.
That was the second time all season that he's thrown more than one pick.
What's his fumble total?
I don't know. I'll have to look for that.
Yeah, because I think that's something that gets ignored in these conversations, too, when we talk about touchdowns to interceptions. I don't think people mention fumbles enough.
Fumbled five times this year, lost two.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think that while is he playing up to the standard that he's set and is the team playing up to that standard? No. But, man, it's hard for me to point to the Colts and say Andrew Luck's the reason.
I don't think anybody's saying that. I'm just saying the guy's not playing like an elite quarterback. He hasn't for 2 years, and I think he shouldn't be in that conversation until he turns it around.
I'll give you that.
So, and that's what I'm saying. I just think people are making excuses for him. Probably you included, actually.
Well, maybe so.
And it doesn't mean he's the problem. It doesn't mean that the guy is garbage. I just think that to put him in there with Brady and Roethlisberger, when I think he's playing more on a level with those guys that he mentioned, is...
I just think he's somewhere in between those.
Fair enough.
So, you could flip a coin, but...
If you look at what he's accomplished in his career so far, has been much better.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say that he's in that... I mean, A, he doesn't have a Super Bowl win. He hasn't even been to a Super Bowl. He's got a long way to go before I'm going to consider him elite. But... I think it's just the Matt Stafford comparison put a bad taste in my mouth because Matt Stafford's having like his first good season in a long while, and now all of a sudden he's Andrew Luck. I just don't see that.
Well, but again, I think, talking in circles here. I would say that I think you're undervaluing Matt Stafford by looking at just the win-loss record when he first came into the league. It took him longer to develop, too. And that does for some guys. Luck came in very polished, ready to go. And, a lot like, now he's better than Andy Dalton, but Andy Dalton came in very polished.
Yeah.
And pro-ready.
Very NFL ready.
Andrew Luck was pro-ready, but Andrew Luck hasn't improved. And that's my concern. Now, I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is, but he hasn't been the same quarterback. And I would have thought by now he would have gotten a lot better. Now, I'll throw last year out because of the injuries, even though Chuck Pagano totally it wasn't because of that. He was just playing bad. I'm starting to wonder if he was right because in this year.
Well, Andy Dalton was a guy I was never in a hurry to buy into anyway,
Yeah.
But Andy Dalton's also this year. I don't know that I would say that he's been bad. They're not throwing the ball
Their defense isn't as good either. Yeah. They've got some issues.
And Andy Dalton last year,
before he got hurt, was having a career year.
Andy Dalton still takes care of the ball. Hell, he's fifth in the NFL in passing yards right now. I mean, Andy Dalton, I don't think is having a bad year.
Somebody has put
he's just not winning games.
Somebody has put Luck on Houston, same record. No, I think Houston would be dominating this division race would be over if Luck were on this team. But
Houston would be a legitimate Super Bowl
contender. But to be fair, probably say that about 15, 16
quarterbacks. There's a lot of guys. Yeah. They'd be taking them. I mean, if Houston had, if they had Jameis Winston right now, I think we'd be looking at them as really serious.
What about Marcus Mariota?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they had Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan, I think, we'd be looking at them. If they had Eli Manning, we'd be looking at them like that.
All right. We've got to move on because we're way past the break here. But, guys, if you're looking for the perfect gift for someone who has it all, holidays are fast approaching, and you can order gifts for everyone on your list with the click of a mouse. Get the perfect gift and avoid the malls, lines, and crowds. If you're looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99 you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. That's 77% off. And the cool thing is when you get that box, it's going to – we use this for a party and we had plenty of food left over. This is such a great gift pack. They're giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Here's everything you get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus, just because they love you, 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and add the family gift pack to your cart and get a 77% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. I'm in deep with this girl,
but she's out of her mind. Whoa. Do you have everyone's attention? You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.